USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the battle rages over Ukraine and NATO continues to deny a no-fly zone, Senator Marco Rubio, vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said it's not quite that easy.
So basically, a no-fly zone, it means starting World War III. I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself, both from airstrikes and missile strikes. But I think people need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not some rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircrafts of the Russian Federation, which is basically the beginning of World War III.
Rubio, speaking on ABC News this week, also said Secretary of State Antony Blinken is actively looking at a potential deal with Poland to supply aircraft. The national average price for gas has now topped $4 a gallon. The lowest statewide average is Missouri, where unleaded stands at $3.60 a gallon, and the highest prices are being seen in California, where the statewide average stands at $5.29 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Many Russian soldiers are confused about why they're going to war. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. This woman just standing and crying. I feel shame.
Fire crews in Florida are battling scores of wildfires that have burned more than 12,000 acres across the panhandle. Stiff winds are driving the flames as the two big fires continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas in Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where over 1,000 homes are under those orders. The Florida Forest Service has issued wildfire risks statewide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky will receive the Ronald Reagan Freedom Award for his courageous fight against tyranny and for his indomitable stance for freedom and democracy. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute made that announcement this morning. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine to support and rally his countrymen against President Vladimir Putin and Russian troops' unprovoked invasion. Zelensky will be the 11th recipient of the Reagan Foundation's highest honor. Former President Reagan gave the first Freedom Award to former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev at the Reagan Library in 1992. The award is given to leaders who, like Ronald Reagan, have contributed greatly to the cause of freedom worldwide. A new study shows just one pint of beer or an average glass of wine a day may begin to shrink the overall volume of the brain, and the damage worsens as the number of daily drinks rises. On average, people at age 50 who drank a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine in the last month had brains that appeared 2 years old than those who only drank half a beer, according to the study. According to the study, which was published in the journal Nature, the brains of people that said they drank 3 alcohol units a day had reductions in both white and gray matter and looked as if they had added 3.5 years to the age of their brain. Gas prices are only 5 cents away from setting an all-time record high, now at $4.06 for a gallon of regular. California leads the nation at $5.35 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.